In the previous example, what we have shown is that the uncertainty actually appears as the output of multiple uncertainties. And the performance, the disturbances also appear at the output of the plant. Now, in this case, in this example, what we're going to show is that we're going to show that uncertainty actually appears at the input of the plant. And we're going to see that, in this case, the plant condition number will play a role. And this is called a skewed performance specification problem because the reason is that, well, the uncertainty appears at input and the disturbance appears at output. And unlike the previous case, it all appears at output. So in this case, we're going to take a very special case. We have a scalar weighting uncertainty weighting function W. So it makes just our life much, much easier. And we can easily see that the system is robustly stable if WTI is less than or equal to 1. And nominal performance is satisfied if WES0, Eschenfeld norm is less than 1. And then we can derive a robust stability performance by using the same technique, using write a singular value decomposite, a singular value bounds on the closed loop transfer function. Then we can get two bounds very easily. Of course, this is you can may also get other bounds, but this is probably an easy way to obtain some of the stability bounds. But what you actually can see is this. Now, in the previous case, when the uncertainty and the disturbance appears at the same place at the output of the plant, you can see that you have nominal performance plus and robust stability is almost is less than equal to 1. So if you have a little bit of room for nominal stability and nominal performance and robust stability, then you would have robust performance. But in this case, it's not so anymore, because what you can see is the condition number of the plant condition number actually plays a role. So, and in general, we know the condition number can be fairly large. It also depends on what the frequency. In some frequency, it could be very large. So what you can see is that even though you may have a little bit of room for robust stability margin, robust stability margin, nominal performance, then you may still not satisfy the robust performance.